That is the sound of the black-capped chickadee, the Massachusetts state bird. Chickadees currently have a stable population across the state, but other birds aren't so lucky. New data from Cornell University show bird populations are declining across North America, both for vulnerable species and birds who have traditionally thrived. Local conservation groups say the declines are hitting Massachusetts as well. Joan Walsh is chair of natural history and field ornithology at the Massachusetts Audubon Society. She told us about the decline here.
You know, as someone who's worked in the field for almost 40 years, I have to say that in some ways it's not a surprise, yet the scale of the declines is sobering, to say the least. It can cause you to sort of freeze and wonder, what have we been doing wrong? How come we're not getting it right? And is it possible for us to fix this?
Well, what do you think we are doing wrong?
You know, it's human nature to forget the lessons that we learned 35, 40 years ago. There were reasons for the Endangered Species Act. There were reasons for the Clean Air and Clean Water Act. This is a slow drip, drip, drip over 40 years or so of attrition. It's easy to miss it, but it's great that we have scientists and citizen scientists out there measuring it. And I think that we need to relearn our history. I think that's one of the great takeaways from this report.
What species have been hit hardest by these population drops in Massachusetts?
Mass Audubon worked on a report for about 8 years called The State of the Birds. Some of the same data as is in this Cornell report. The poster child that would speak to both of these reports is Eastern Meadowlark. They're right now being debated for addition to the state endangered species list. Their range-wide decline has been spectacular. I'm very concerned about a coastal bird in Massachusetts called salt marsh sparrow. That bird may be extinct within the next 30 years. And it's a bird for which Massachusetts is ground zero in their range. By all measures, that is a bird that deserves protection under the Endangered Species Act.
Explain this, if you would. Why is the loss of birds such a huge blow to the ecosystems in which they live? What makes them so important to the ecosystem?
While this report focuses on the bird numbers going up and down, they don't go up and down independent of the resources below them that they need to support them. So they're really telling us a message about the health of the forests. And, you know, at the same time, birds also function as pollinators. Birds will eat insects sort of indiscriminately and will frequently eat insects that are also pests. This is one of the things that I was talking about at the beginning. We need to relearn our history about what the ecosystem services are about having abundant wildlife. It doesn't just make us feel good.
So I think what you're saying gets at this question. What do we do then to slow the bird population decline, help maintain the bird population? Is it too late to turn things around?
No, it's not too late. People should not walk away from this report with a feeling of hopelessness, because we do know what to do. If you have an outdoor cat, start training that outdoor cat to stay inside. Outdoor cats and feral cat colonies are estimated to kill at least a billion birds in Canada and in the United States. Another thing that people can do is we can invest in protecting landscapes for wildlife, clean air, clean water, and carbon sequestration, and at the same time, get those same landscapes to provide jobs for the people around them by having sustainable forestry.
Joan Walsh, Chair of Natural History and Field Ornithology at the Mass Audubon Society, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob, and have a great day.
We go out now with a song of a bird that Joan Walsh was talking about, the salt marsh sparrow.